AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A 30-year-old suspect is in custody for last night's shooting death of a Harris County, Texas, sheriff's deputy, Sheriff Ron Hickman.
The district attorney's office has accepted capital murder charges on Shannon J. Miles, a black male, 9/15 of 84.
The shooting has been described as a cold-blooded assassination. The sound of drums, bells, and people singing as marchers in New Orleans remembered victims of Hurricane Katrina. There were other commemorations today at the New Orleans Memorial containing bodies of people never claimed or never identified in the aftermath of the deadly storm 10 years ago. Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
We come here today to recommit ourselves to the notion that no American is going to be left behind. There are certain circumstances where people are forgotten and they can be unnamed, but they can't be unclaimed. And this space is testament to that fact.
Tropical Storm Erica has been downgraded. Jack Bevin is with the National Hurricane Center.
Erica no longer has a closed circulation. It no longer has a rotation in it like a tropical storm should. It weakened to a trough of low pressure.
That storm killed at least 20 people and left nearly 50 missing in the Eastern Caribbean. In the Pacific, Tom Burchard with the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu says Hurricane Ignacio was moving closer to the Hawaiian Islands as a major Category 3 storm.
The maximum sustained winds at this point with Ignacio are near 115 miles per hour, and some additional strengthening is forecast today with gradual weakening anticipated on Sunday and Monday.
An interleague baseball play coming up. The Yankees will be at Atlanta, Oakland at Arizona. This is AP Radio News. Vin Scully continues to call for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Hall of Fame Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully has announced he will return to the broadcast booth next season, his 67th with the ball club. Widely regarded as the finest sportscaster of all time, Scully began his career in 1950 with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Now at the age of 87, he remains a baseball icon and one of the most beloved figures in Los Angeles history. During his incredible career, he has called 3 perfect games, 25 no-hitters, and 25 World Series. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
The Pentagon is funding a new venture to develop cutting-edge electronics and sensors that can flex and stretch and could be built into clothing or the skins of ships and aircraft. In Silicon Valley yesterday, Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced formation of the Flexible Hybrid Electronic Institute. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.